This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're talking once again about issues affecting the city of Carbondale. And we're talking with Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. We ought to start with probably what was some, may I say, disappointing news for you all last week, if you read some of those documents or the coverage that came out of SIU. I wonder if there's any reaction to what was revealed from the university documents that appear to show President Dunn working with Edwardsville administrators and in terms of boosting the Edwardsville campus, in some cases at the expense of Carbondale. Mayor, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I think it's very unfortunate that President Dunn has taken this track. I believe we are stronger as a system. We always have been. Both campuses have grown and prospered as a system, as well as our medical school. It worries me to start separating the campuses. I think there are universities in Illinois who would love to take over our medical school, and if that could happen, because this battle will be in the legislature to split this. It's not going to be our Board of Trustees. It'll be the legislature. So we have to be careful what we ask for here.
You talked with mayors from around the region in terms of the impact that something like that would have when that legislation was introduced earlier this spring, and there was talk of this funding reallocation, which a lot of this conversation has centered around. Do you think the support is still there from the region's mayors to keep the system together?
Oh, it's absolutely there, and in fact, there's an email from me going out to the Southern Illinois Mayors Association today, asking them to take a position on this and to, again, to reiterate the economic impact that SIU Carbondale has on our region. And it goes all the way across Route 13. It goes north up 51, north up 57. SIU has a study. The most recent study shows what this impact is, and it's significant. It's millions of dollars, tens of millions, even in some of our smallest communities. So when they were moving the $5 million, that was sort of a pop-up thing. As far as we were concerned, what we know now is folks had been discussing it and working on it for several weeks. It was a surprise, in my opinion. It was going to hurt this campus very much because our funding dropped last year, of course. It dropped this year again. It didn't appear to me that Edwardsville was in need of the money. Now we know it really wasn't. And that's when I called a press conference, and we had myself and I believe seven other mayors showed up and with about I called the press conference in one afternoon, and early the next morning these folks were in City Hall. So 7-8 mayors counting myself, we had representatives from five of our largest banks across Route 13. Chambers of Commerce, I don't know how many were there, but we had 30-some folks like that standing up there behind me as I talked about my feelings on moving this $5 million. And, of course, we addressed the Board of Trustees after that on the next day, and a lot of other folks did too, and we prevailed, and the money wasn't moved.
Gary, you came into the city manager's position from an economic development position within the city, so you talk a lot about the impact of Southern Illinois mm-hmm. University. What message are you hoping that the city administration sends to the university, and how are you working to that end?
Well, there's a huge impact, not just Carmel, but the region. I often, when I'm in groups that are regional, I often remind folks that, you know, there's $35 million of salary in Williamson County, and there's, you know, over $1 million in Franklin County, and Harrisburg, it's in the millions, and even when you get into Massac County, some of the smaller counties, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. So everyone in the region should be concerned with what happens with SIU. I would just say on a note as a city manager for Carbondale that is focused on our community, but also as a two-time alumni of our university, is, you know, we need leaders here that that want to serve the community, serve the region, and serve all those constituencies, and I hope the Board of Trustees and everybody involved realizes that.
Is there going to be any official statement, official vote in your mind from the city to try to prompt some action or change any direction?
We're working towards that now. I'm going to draft a written statement from myself, and then we would have to call the council together to see if they want to, what they want to do, what kind of a thing, if it's a vote of no confidence in President Dunn or exactly what it is. But I think people need to stand up. Now is the time, this week, next week. It's just imperative that folks stand up, and particularly our campus community out here. Obviously, we have a lot of very intelligent people out here at SIU, and I think it's time for them to stand up and say how they feel about this.
Just a short amount of time remaining, I wanted to let people know that the city will be hosting a fireworks celebration for the 4th of July. It's tomorrow night, of course, the 4th of July, at the Superblock
yes.
complex, am I right?
Yeah, and one thing to remember, if you're entering the Superblock from Lewis Lane, that entrance will close at 8 p.m. You can also view the fireworks from the middle school parking lot off of Grand, from the high school parking lot, the high school bleachers. So there's a lot of area around there you can see these fireworks.
You can get more information as well at explorecarbondale.com. Mayor Henry, City Manager Gary Williams, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.